the Ramchal, when he speaks about the kavanis of Rosh Hashanah in general, he says, this is the Kitzur Kavanis, he says, V'chakach v'chente impachtcho has membeis tevis, mevalu v'chein, v'soidei. The content of v'chente impacht, of all these psukim, of all these tefillas, besoid bir ha'olam, it's part of the understanding of that the world is going to become returned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lamshicha layichud, to bring it back to the belief in yichud. Besoid, where's the pasuk for that? It says ki oz efach al amim sofa brura. So it says oz efach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's a pasuk in Tzfanya, because efach al amim al am savuru, I'm going to turn the nations into a clarity of safa, and that is the side of the world coming back to the belief in Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it is really, even though there's a lot of hints to it in the Nevi'im, that Lasid Lavoi, everybody will worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so on, this is really the clearest pasuk that they will go back, because Efech HaMim Sofa Brura. So the Tikkun Olam that we call, where the world will become one and worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go back to the Munas HaEmes, is Ki Oz Efech HaMim Sofa Brura. The end of the pasuk is la'avdei shchemecha, to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one. So he doesn't bring the end of the pasuk, but it's obvious. V'zeo v'yasu kulam aguda echas lasu etzoyincha v'soyed ha'yichud she'yiskal olam shekolam retzoyne. So Ramchal says that the tefillas of Rosh Hashanah are built around the nevuah of kaz efech lam sofa brua la'avdei shchemechad, that the Lasid Lava Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to recreate a Safa Brura to all of Masa Olam, and they will worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu together as one. That's the token of all of these tefillas. V'zeh nasa b'chol shana madrega shalom, each year it happens at a level befitting that year. In other words, there's another piece every year put into place. L'chenim zeh b'shana, and that's why we say it in Rosh Hashanah. That is the Ramchal's telling us what is the core of all the inyanim of Rosh Hashanah. The core is, it's every year another piece of this ultimate nevuah of az efach lam sofa brura comes into place. Chazal talk about this pasuk lahalacha, and Chazal asks the following. It's a gemara of Avodah Zarah. It's a question if you can trust to take a goy from an akum, being that the choshen and being rovea, is it permissible or not? So the Gemara, so Rabbi Elazar says it's possible. You can't. So the Gemara asks, "Asivu lechavrei Rabbi Elazar." So Rabbi Elazar's friends asked Makasha. It says called tzoin kedei kapsulach, that they will bring all the sheep of Kedar to bring as a carbon, which means they'll take a carbon from asylum. Amram Rabbi Elazar, kulam gerim gurum heim lasid lavoi. They're all going to be gerim. Amram Rabbi Yosef Maikra. Rabbi Yosef says, where does the pasuk say it? Ki azefach al am sofa brua. So everybody will become Yisrael. Amle Abayas. Abayas said, in the pasuk azefach al am sofa brua, how do you know there'll be mekayim mitzvahs? V'dilma me'avodas kachovon d'hadar b'hu. Maybe they just won't worship Avodah Zarah. Because it says in the pasuk, because efach al amsav b'ru likur b'shem Hashem. That's the pasuk. Because efach al amsav b'ru likur b'shem Hashem lo'av d'shechem echad. So maybe it's only going to be that they all get together in recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, la'avdei shechem echad k'siv. It says la'avdei shechem echad, that they're going to worship him together as one. So Rashi says, Rashi says, Mashma ein chiluk ba'oivdav, Yisrael va'umos te'avodos n'shavu mitzvahs. Kalas on the umos will have the same mitzvahs. So Chazal over here are taking this pasuk and they're applying it. Now, in this Chazal over here, we see three nekudas. First of all, that the recognition of the umos, lasid lavo, is going to be focused on safa brura.
Does it mean they're all going to speak Lashon Kodesh? Okay. But why is that the critical piece? If we're to ask ourselves, what's most important piece to be metakin? So we do say Neschos and Shmoneser that seem a lot closer to home to us. V'yedu, V'yerakol polkate fa'alta, V'yovin kol yitzurkate yitzartoy, V'yoymikol shantram ba'apoy, three l'shaynes, Yovin, Yeda, Yomar. Why is the Ozefacham Safa Brura the critical piece needed to tell me that they're going to become maminim? Second point, one could learn that it's two separate phases. They'll be maminim and they'll keep the mitzvahs. But the pasuk doesn't have a vav. It's not Ozefach Amsof Brura Likre B'Shem Hashem Ve of the Shechem Echad. It's Le of the Shechem Echad. And my Hagosha is that it follows. In other words, being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn to them Sof Brura, therefore they will be Oivid Shechem Echad. It's one is a direct cause of the other. The Havamina is, if it only says in the pasuk, it goes Efer Amim, Sofer Brua, Likre B'Shem Hashem, that could mean just Emunah, just Hakkar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means the elimination of Avodah Zarah, and that's it. Once you have the pasuk of, once it says Lo Shechem Echad, it means that the Sofer Brua realized itself, Lo Shechem Echad. Why and how is that? Third point that you see is that if it doesn't say Lavedes Hashem b'chol libam b'chol nafsham b'chol moidam tayag mitzvosav or whatever it is, it says La'avde Shechem Echad. Rashi says the pasuk saying they will all understand the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the truth of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, because of the Safa Brura, they're all going to believe in Hashem and worship Him exactly like Klal Yisrael would worship Him. And that's how we know to become all the mitzvahs. So it almost seems as if it's because they're going to be just like Klal Yisrael, that's why they keep all the mitzvahs. Why don't you just say, well, they're going to do tshuva shlema shlema. They're going to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%, and they're also going to do all the mitzvahs. Yes, and it just happens to be that they'll find Klal Yisrael on the same page. But why is it that if you want to say the realization of the avodah is love the Shechem Echad? That's a third point here. If you think about it, it really does reflect itself in all the tefillahs. V'yasukul ma'guda achas, asim leva sholem. I mean, it didn't need to say it in the pasuk, in the tefillah. The main thing we're just trying to say, everybody's going to believe and do tshuva and do great things and worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that they'll decide together and make one big happy family is great, but that's not really it. And yet from the Gemara and from the Tefillah, you see, it is it. This is the main point of it. So we need to understand how the process happens. In the Yalkut Shemayini, or what that process is, that it goes from Safa Brura to belief in Hashem, to automatically doing mitzvahs and being exactly like Klal Yisrael. The Yalkut Shemoni brings this as well
And the Yalkut says this Gemara, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Yalkut Shimoni says it with adds that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the wicked, he destroyed the language, like it says, Hava Nerdo Nevalas Fasam. So whatever you Mevalas Fasam, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Rishayim, and therefore the, right now their Sofa is a Blula, and the Sofa Blula will become a Sofa Brura. So it fleshes it out, the whole picture. So let's try to understand this Nekud over here. This seems to be pointing at the core of Chatoyim that destroyed some phenomena that is the destructive phenomena of the world, and a tikkun of it becomes a tikkun of everything else. Let's understand it a little bit. A person's ratzon is most emphatically manifest in his kol. And a person screams, yells, he wants something. The scream or the yell in its own is quite clear that the person is agitated, thrilled, whatever it is, and wants X, Y, and Z, or is thinking about X, Y, and Z. But that in itself is absolutely useless in our world, unless we have a way of giving it some concrete boundaries. We're helpless. So one of the reasons when a child cries, we're at a loss, because we know the child wants something, but we don't have any idea of what he wants. So it passes through the peh, the lashon, and finally the suffer, until it reaches the outside and takes on a very concrete form. So the word started with a cry, and as I form it and it passes through my svasayim into the outside world, it takes on a very clear, definitive meaning. I'm hungry, please feed me. I'm scared, someone is chasing me. Help me in my fight. I don't feel well, call a doctor, and so on. Those are all the words that come out through the Sofa. The word Sofa in Hebrew also means a boundary, a border, a svasayam, and an edge. In other words, it is the border between the concrete, which belongs in our world, to the abstract, nebulous, unformed, which belongs to an other world. So until something reaches the Sofa, it's still in the stage of being formulated, and it only becomes and it's only when it crosses over the Sofa that it becomes an entity that belongs in this world. Those are the madrigas of Dibur, and this is how it comes across into our world. When we speak about a Dvar Hashem by us, where does Chet come in? So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivui comes to us at the Darga of Koil, there is no two ways about it, and there's no way we can avoid it. Let's take an example, Adam and Chava. They were able to do an Avera because the Nochash set a little pilpul on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. He said that the Kashbar said Shunit Meitzagan. They said no, it means all that sound except for that. And he said it can't mean that, because take a look, you can touch it and you're not hurt by it. So if touching not hurt by it, I can be hurt by this, by that. In the Pilpul Adiburim, the Nochash was able to somewhat twist Hashem's words and get the Chavetit.
But it says Vayishnas Koil Hashem Ishalach Bagon Vayishchabu. When they heard the Koil Hashem, it all fell apart. They had no way to hide from it. They had to physically hide from it because there was no. It didn't have two meanings. When a person yells at us, what happens? We do wrong, so we usually kind of rationalize it. When somebody yells at us, Hayitachin, because the person reconnected the coil to that suffer, to that dibur, it all of a sudden takes on the clarity of the meaning was meant to be. If you want to get a sense of it, it says in Chazal, it's a Medrash Sheashir, Aleph, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Onoichi, it says Nitke Otayr Befihem Belibam. The Torah became anchored in their heart and they couldn't forget it. So then they came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they said, they came with a taina that, you know, if we won't forget it, then there's no Bechira, there's no Nisoy, it's that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that away from them. Then they wanted it back and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no doik. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Lo Yia, Nekro Yetzahara Milibam, they lost the Yetzahara, because when the Dvar Hashem comes at full force and you hear the coil in the words and the words in the coil, then where's the room for Yetzahara? So once again they said there's no point to avoda without it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it and then he wanted it back again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no way. So we have an example where when the coil and the dibur were together and the clarity of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means is manifest in the dibur, because the coil and dibur is inseparable, there's no place for Ra in the Bria. It becomes Kulei Toiv. Ra is Shoilet only by creating a gap between the coil and the Safa. And the Safa is twisted and turned to mean whatever the person wants it to mean at that particular moment. So the Dvar Hashem, when it's alive and coursing through the dibur, the suffer, when the coil is alive and goes through it, there's no makom for chet or anything. It's only when we have the perversion of the diburim, it's only when the coil moves back, the dibur starts becoming unclear and so on. Shmuel came to Shaul and confronted him, and Shaul had all shtickel Torah. He says, "Akimoyset dvar Hashem." It's only possible because you're dealing in the world of diburim that you can so twist and turn something when you did something so absolutely wrong. So the pasuk tells us that Oz efech la'am sofa brura le'ovdoi likra b'shem Hashem le'ovdoi shechad. When there will be a sofa brura again, when umis ha'olam will not be able to use the language to sort of distort, obfuscate, twist the meaning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, then automatically they're going to be over to Hashem as well. It's part and parcel of it. That's what he said. He asked the maybe Avodah Zarah, the clarity of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only be Avodah Zarah. He answered, the pasuk tells us that when there's a Sofa Brura, there's a La'avdei B'Shechem Echad. It's automatic that you do the Torah. The only reason we don't do it is because the Sofa is not Brura. So yes, everybody feels very strongly inclined to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to, but what he told us exactly is up to interpretation as is convenient for us. The La'avdei B'Shechem Echad means as follows. Everybody, the reason why everybody does different things more, every person is a little makpid in some things more than others.
Umas Ha'olam, each and every Umas Ha'olam, it had its own little area of, shall we call, weakness. Leisina for Yishmal, Kabbalah Savicha, Leisignaiv, each and every one had something that didn't fit him quite, and that was the Dibur that he chose to ignore, in a sense. So the Umas Ha'olam, as long as you can play with the Safa, each one is going to be the different nuances tend to be because they fit each one's Yetzirah. If a certain nation has a problem with this or that or the other, then it will modify the Dvar Hashem to fit its personality. If the Dvar Hashem is clear and there's no room for that, I'm hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anokhun Le'iyah, then everybody's avoda becomes the same. Because La'ovdei Shechem Echad means that if the Dvar Hashem is clear to the world at large, then everybody hears the same Dvar Hashem. There is no differences. So each aspect of this, it's one unit. It says, as Ephraim Safa Brura, the tikkun that needs to happen is the tikkun of Safa Brura. We are Kaddish Baruch Hu's, the words that are recorded by us and the fullness of the koil of the Dvar Hashem that's in it comes together as one. When that happens, it doesn't just tell us, well, I heard the Kol Hashem clearly, there is an Hashem. That voice compels us to do the mitzvahs, because there's no room for doubt. It's as clear as can be. And it's not just a personal appeal for mitzvahs, it means there is no difference and distinction between nation to nation, because they all hear the exact Shem Hashem. They all hear the same exact thing. They all hear through the Safa Brura, and b'meila their actions are the same. So the Shechem Echad, love the Shechem Echad, is not just, well, since everybody's doing mitzvahs, they all decide to make together a nice little aguda. It means that in the clarity of Dvar Hashem, where is there room for the distinction between Umas Hol? So Rosh Hashanah is the time of the Azef Acham Safa Brura Likur Kula Meshem Hashem Lo Veshem Echad. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. It applies on different levels. One, on the entirety of the world. The Umas Olam are Lashonos, they're called. Each one has its own Lashon. Each one has its own connection in which it retains a Dvar Hashem, and its own connection where it disregards the Dvar Hashem, whether it's Niyuf, Ritzicha, Gneva, etc. This is the state of a lack of Safa Brura, of Hava Nevalas Fasam. Everybody it takes the Dvar Hashem and masks it with different Diburim, and b'meila the person can distort and pervert and twist the Dvar Hashem. It's true in Klal Yisrael, the different Shvatim as well. I'm going to say something without explaining much about it, but it's just so clear that it belongs here that I feel a need to say it. The Chachmei Emes point out that Yosef's Avera was an Avera of Peh, of a lack of Safa Brura. He was Moitzi Diba, he was Moitzi Diba's Echav. However, let's forget about the Pshat and Pirushim. The Torah points out something about his Dibur being Moitzi Diba's Echav. He was punished. When he came out free, the pasuk that applies to him, and it was on Rosh Hashanah, is Eidus Lihoisev Sfas Lo Yodati Eshma. I was able to understand the Lashonis that I didn't know. I was able to hear them. that means that all the suffers became the suffer in with a capital S in the world became a suffer brewer to him. Hasiroisi misavel shichmoy, and in Shechem, his Shechem, his the burden of suffering off his Shechem came off his Shechem. And the gift that Yosef got from his father was Anisat Shechem Echot Shechem Echot Yosalachecha. He got a Shechem Echot. The only other place where the word Shechem Echot applies, and Yosef became actually the carrier for all his brothers. The Malm explains that the Kosef has his chalkus to it. There's a right, there's a left. When a person carries something from the kotev and up, I can make a statement about is it the right side, the left side, aisle. The when a person is carrying on a shechem, it's the back beneath the ktefayim. It's all on the entire body. There's no chiluk evarim. I'm not carrying it with my hand. I'm not carrying it on my shoulder. I am carrying it. When I put something on my back, the entire guf together is carrying vasachas. That's if it's the shechem and the kosev. Again, I said we won't go into it. The chet adibur vis-a-vis the being parallel to suffering something on a shechem, and when the chet adibur is undone, that's when shechem echad comes to play. Just want to point out because it is part of it. Finally, the part that's important to us is this applies to every person individually in a most profound way. We look at ourselves a lot of times in the mirror and we wonder, we can't figure out why is it, if we're honest with ourselves, that we're so well advanced in certain areas and so behind in other areas. This person lives in learning, loves learning, and he's dveikazich when he speaks about Torah Maftis Arsecha, but when it comes to helping somebody, he really has to push himself, he doesn't feel inclined. This person is a tremendous medaktiv mitzvah, graldika zahirus, he's running to Hashem. When it comes to learning, he's just not there, just doesn't go, he's not into it. And many, all of us suffer from a good performance in some areas and a not good performance in many areas. And that itself becomes to us kind of unnerving. Are we hypocrites? Is it, you know, and so on? And maybe we're just playing a game, maybe we don't really mean it, and so on and so forth. The answer to it, I think, is this nekuda. Once we don't hear the Kol Hashem in the words, and we need to live with the words alone, we have the whole Torah here, but it takes the meaning on, the meaning that gets is the meaning I give it, because it's right now it's words, it's lost, it's going to say Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the Neuchi and Aliyah where the Dvar Hashem, the Kol Hashem is in the Dibur, in the Diburim, and the male there's no Mokum for Avodah, no Mokum for Yitzhara, and no mocking for anything but Torah. That did not happen. We are people that have all sorts of overemphasis and severe underemphasis in different areas. And that's not only telling us where things are weak, it's also telling us that the Dvar Hashem that we have is lacking the power and the chiyus of the coil being in the dibur. So just like when I write a note or some dispassionate person says over, so-and-so said to tell you this and this, it doesn't have an effect on me. It's like cold soup. It's not really affecting me because it doesn't have the chiyus. So the words mean, what meant to say was this, he means this, he means that, this is also good, this is part of it. I'm able to dissociate the words from the coil and b'mele distort the words. When a person hears it, from when a person is able to put the Dvar Hashem back into the Kol Hashem back into the Dvar Hashem, it becomes a sofa brura. Rabbi Sol Salanter, when he spoke about Musa, he said it's not to read divrei Musa, it's to say them with sfasayim dolkos, so that your lips become on fire, and they, when they say it, and a person injects the ruchnis into it, and when you inject the ruchnis in it, the words become clear. What it means is very clear when you hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying those words. The mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar, given on the day when the tikkun is as efeich el amim sofa brura liko b'shem Hashem lo v'shechem echad, is clearly there to re-infuse the koil of Hashem in the divrei Hashem. And when we'll have that re-infusion, then everything else, it will become, when the koil Hashem is coexistent with the dvar Hashem, then it becomes a type of dibur that it's impossible to disregard. If Hashem were talking to me, where would I twist and turn? It's only because we have words left over that we feel comfortable twisting and turning them. Rosh Hashanah with Tkiyas Shofar is the mitzvah restores the chiyus and the koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the diburim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we have of that, the stronger that is, then the less and less we are inclined to personally to have mitzvahs that kind of don't make it. Lo'ov the Shechem Echad is the pol yotzi of it. Avodas Hashem becomes unified because it's all Ratzon Hashem, and it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying it, and I hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying it. There's no mokum for any type of rationalization and so on. If we matzliach to take that school of Kol Shofar, each and every year the Ramchal tells us there's another layer of sofa brura that falls into place. It's a process that happens year after year. May we be zeicher that this year a very large chunk of it, or the rest of it, fall into place. It'll be metakin the world, because once that Dvar Hashem comes out into the world will recognize it, because it's going to be sofa brura. The Klal Yisrael, the again we haven't explained, but Klal Yisrael, it's the differences and friction between different elements of Klal Yisrael has to do because it's not sofa brura. And maybe most significantly for us, each and every one of us, who, as we recognize that our shortcomings are due a large part to the lack of sofa brura. We know what it says in Chorach, we know what it says in the Torah, but we don't hear the anoich and the liyia that doesn't allow us, that gives us no yitzhara and makes it unthinkable to do anything but Torah. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu reinfuse that through the Kol Shofar into our lives, and we'll have a key once more of the impact of an anoichi that comes with the where the Dvar Hashem, the Kol Hashem come simultaneous, and a person can't forget it. And Alo Yilecha, where the words and the Kol Hashem come simultaneous, and it's Oikav Rezerv Lev Adam, and Bemela, if we're Zocha to that Tikkun, we hear the Dvar Hashem and the Sofer Brura. We the law of the B'Shechem Echad, the being over the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes automatically to it, because it's that type of Shmir, that type of Briris Advarim, and Klal Yisrael together comes together as one, and eventually Masoilim as one.